This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
It's 8:05, 65 degrees in Chapel Hill, partly sunny today. High today in the middle 80s. Tonight, more of the same, really. Partly cloudy with a low in the middle 60s. And then tomorrow, just a slight chance of rain with a high, once again, around 85 degrees. GOP Chairman Claude Pope called for columnist, former U.S. Senate candidate, and host of North Carolina Book Watch on UNC TV, D.G. Martin's public television show, that has no political aspect to it at all, to be pulled because of a column written entitled Egypt, Nazi Germany, and North Carolina. WCHL's Rand Northam has the story.
I don't think it'll have a lot of impact on the way I write. I love the opportunity to share my views and to make friends through the writing of the column. We're arguing about whether or not the controversy has legs. I do know that a lot more people have read my column this week than usually do.
Martin made those comments during an interview on the WCHL Saturday Morning News. He said Pope likely regrets his decision to say these things, as it has brought attention to a column Martin was referring to in the piece that says North Carolina is a great state, but asks, where's it going?
By accident, the Republican Party chairman has caused wider circulation of a column, not the things that he disagreed with.
The attention also triggered a response from Raleigh Metro Magazine editor and Raleigh Spy Conference founder Bernie Reeves. He wrote a column, which you can now see on chapelboro.com, in which he calls Martin's Nazi comments out of character of the liberal but fair-minded TV and radio host. However, he said it's important to point out that his comments were not made on UNC TV's programming or even on his show on WCHL, Who's Talking with D.G. Martin. In an article by WRAL, 259 people commented both for and against D.G. Martin's and Claude Pope's comments. The article states that Pope demanded an apology from Martin for his words, which he did. However, he said he stands by his comments in his column.
If anybody feels like I've called them a Nazi or said that they're like Nazis or something like that, then I do need to apologize for that because I didn't intend that.
To hear the full interview I had with D.G. Martin on the WCHL Saturday Morning News and for links to all the articles mentioned in this story, you can view this article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Downtown Raleigh will be a little different today. It's going to be a little more quiet as the Moral Monday movement hits the road for a tour of the entire state in protest of legislation passed by North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory and the Republican-led General Assembly led by the state NAACP. The first stop is Asheville. That happens today. It's Mountain Moral Monday. Reverend Barber will be there to speak. During the 13 weeks of protesting in the capital city, thousands attended these demonstrations. 925 people got arrested, including close to 200 from right here in Orange County. Those crowds gathered larger and larger as Moral Mondays progressed throughout the summer. The movement has captured national attention as well from media outlets such as the New York Times, MSNBC, CNN, and Fox News, to name a few. The NAACP also will hold demonstrations in each of North Carolina's 13 congressional districts in honor of the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington on August 28th. Again, today, no Moral Monday in Raleigh, but Mountain Moral Monday today, starting at 5 p.m. in Asheville. We already pay what seems like a fortune for movie tickets these days, but as part of the tax reform here in North Carolina, we could soon be paying even more. This is something else coming out of the North Carolina General Assembly. State and local sales taxes are now replacing the privilege taxes already included in ticket prices. For a $10 movie ticket, state and local governments would get about 65 cents in sales tax. According to WRAL, this could trigger cinema owners to raise ticket prices to offset the cost. Russ Nunnally, a rep for Regal Cinemas, says he's concerned for how this will impact theaters like the Timberline 6 in Chapel Hill.
Our families, the moviegoers who enjoy coming out to the movies, that they're going to be impacted by this, not only for people who come to movies, but the nearby businesses.
Nunnally says the tax change could have a negative impact in more ways than one.
Movie going really has a multiplier impact on the economy. Other nearby restaurants and businesses rely on our foot traffic to make their businesses run also.
This measure will go into effect next year and will likely increase ticket prices for live concerts, plays, and sporting events, as well as movie theater prices. We all try to avoid the doctor as much as we can. Some of us try to avoid it a lot more than we should, but sometimes it's urgent and we need answers very quickly. UNC graduate Oka Oka developed an innovative software program, Kiona Health, which she says will help you reach your doctor online. As part of our summer series on young entrepreneurs in Chapel Hill, Oka's startup is this week's featured venture from the business incubator Launch Chapel Hill. WCHL's Rachel Nash has the story.
We actually help the practices to put down the phone so that they could actually focus on the direct patient care. We provide patient with intelligent way to report the symptoms using web and mobile, and we also extract the health history directly from the health record.
Oka says doctors' offices and hospitals are struggling to manage the amounts of calls coming into their clinics now more than ever. According to an article in the Wall Street Journal featuring Kiona Health, phone calls to physician practices have increased between 25 and 50% since 2008. This is where Kiona Health comes in. The program offloads phone calls onto a clinic's website, tracking and organizing each inquiry, helping the patient report their question.
What we have is something personalized, something very meaningful about you and your healthcare. And every single encounter is reviewed by your own provider before they get back to you.
At 34 years old, Oka graduated from UNC in the spring with a master's in clinical informatics. Continuing his education, though, was not the only reason he came to Chapel Hill. Oka was born in Burma and later moved to Hawaii. When he was 19, he moved to Honolulu to attend the University of Hawaii. Years later, he had the idea for Kiona Health, which means God's gracious gift in Hawaiian. He wanted to develop his startup simultaneously while going back to school, so he applied to both UNC and Duke.
Duke accepted me first. And then when I got interviewed at UNC, they're like, hey, you're an entrepreneur. If you come here, we're going to actually nourish your idea of, you know, developing a company. We can get you some fundings from National Institute of Health. And also, you know, we can help you spin up a company from here.
After hearing what Carolina had to offer, he turned Duke down. Oker says former UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe and other leaders from the university greatly influenced his decision to attend Carolina and also impacted the success of Kiona Health.
I was just so hooked. I was like, all right, sign me up. And the next day, before you and I started school, we founded a company.
Kiona Health then received $150,000 in funding from the NIH and since has received an additional $550,000 from other government grants and early-stage investors. Current partners and customers include UNC Obstetrics and Tulane University. Oker says the company is also in talks with Columbia University Hospital and North Shore LIJ.
All these top leading hospitals in the world that we have in the pipeline. So we're going to be in a different stage, you know, different phase of the company in a few months.
Oker says healthcare is moving into the digital age and he is riding on top of the wave. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
You may have thought that Horace Williams Airport was closing effective August 1st. That did not happen and it's not going to happen anytime soon, it would appear. We'll have that story coming up next for you on WCHL. A couple of quick notes this morning. He is the mayor of Pittsburgh. He is also the chairman of the North Carolina Democratic Party. His name is Randy Voller. He has today's commentary coming up. He has a few suggestions on what you might do for Moral Monday as it moves out on the road. And in addition to that, a great what you're saying on the street question this morning. We went out and asked folks, who is their favorite Carolina basketball player of all time? And one more note, at 8:45 this morning, we'll be announcing the grand prize winner in the big Moe's Bottle Shop Year of Beer giveaway from Moe's Bottle Shop in Hillsboro and WCHL. Folks have been registering for more than a week, and deadline was midnight last night. We'll be drawing from all of those folks who are eligible, and we'll get our winner this morning at 8:45, about a half hour from now. Someone is going to win a case of craft beers from Moe's Bottle Shop every month for a whole year, and that will keep you and your friends hop happy for a long time. That is on the way at WCHL. Time for traffic and weather together, and traffic is brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. serving the best tasting fountain drinks in town. Made with 100% filter, served 34 degrees with that great chewy ice, guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Traffic still moving smoothly this morning. I-40, 15501, NC-54 in the Durham Freeway, not reporting any accidents or delays. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior by giving us a call at 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
If you're looking for a place to eat lunch today, let me suggest Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Always something good there. You can stop in for a quick lunch and select mate, juicy smoked meats, and fresh sides. All good. Dickie's Barbecue Pit, between Chapel Hill and Durham, just off Mount Moriah Road. It is 67 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 66 in Carborough, also 66 this morning in Hillsboro. Partly sunny today, high today about 85. It's going to be a really nice day. Tonight, partly cloudy with the low around 65, and then tomorrow, partly sunny, slight chance of showers, maybe even a thunderstorm in the afternoon tomorrow. Our high tomorrow, about 85 degrees. So pretty good weather, especially today.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world with instantly live streaming. You can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8:17, WCHL. Your local airport isn't closing, at least not yet. Horace Williams Airport is not going to close in spite of all the media attention that was given to an item inserted as a rider in the budget bill that called for it to close on August 1st. The consensus in the legislature is that that item was placed in the House budget bill as a bargaining chip with Senate Rule Chairman Tom Apodaca, who has a reputation as a strong defender of the UNC Airport. WCHL News reached out to members of the Senate and House Appropriations Committee, but members were not forthcoming with any additional information. There's currently no scheduled date for the closing of the airport. UNC has planned to close it since 2002 to make room for Carolina North. And as the Carolina North construction project has been delayed, there's been increased speculation about how long the airport will remain open. Well, apparently for a little longer, at least. UNC previously had a greater involvement with Horace Williams when it was used as part of the Area Health Education Center's MedAir program, otherwise known as AHEC, to fly doctors from UNC to inaccessible parts of the state. In 2011, the site of the MedAir program was changed over to Raleigh-Durham International Airport. Horace Williams, now largely an airport for local private pilots. Horace Williams is the source of local weather data as well for the National Weather Service. Terry Hudgens, observing program leader for the Raleigh Weather Forecast Office, says the National Weather Service has a co-op weather observer site in Chapel Hill that records precipitation levels and maximum and minimum weather that they could use instead of Horace Williams in the event that it closes.
That won't include winds or anything like that, but it would be one source of some weather data that we would be able to get.
Hudgens says there are also volunteer weather observers around the area that can give precipitation data as well as storm reports.
It's a collaborative system for rain, hail, and snow, so the different types of precip.
Horace Williams Airport was one of the first airfields in the state. It was bought by the university back in 1940. In 2012, the airport had a net cost to taxpayers of just over $68,000. The restrictions at Horace Williams only allow for planes that weigh at most 12,500 pounds. The restrictions also ban Stage 1 aircraft and any aircraft generating more than 85 decibels of noise at 100 feet altitude. These regulations, including a change to limit the runway to 4,000 feet, were implemented after a Cessna crash in 1998 at the airport. The last crash at Horace Williams was in 2010 when a plane crashed trying to land, and that accident killed the pilot. In news around town this morning, Chapel Hill Police and the National Association of Town Watch invite you to participate in this year's National Night Out. It's an annual crime prevention event tomorrow night. It's designed to heighten crime prevention awareness and send a message to criminals, letting them know that neighborhoods are organized and watching out. National Night Out is celebrated in local communities all across the country. It's always the first Tuesday in August. And that's why it's tomorrow night here in Chapel Hill. Last year's events involved more than 37 million people. and 15,000 communities from all 50 states, U.S. territories, Canadian cities, and military bases as well. If you'd like more information on how your neighborhood can participate in Chapel Hill's National Night Out, you can view this news around town story on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Brought to you this morning by UNC Healthcare. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. North Carolina State is only a few workouts in the training camp that will reshape the Wolfpack under new coach Dave Doran. And they have a problem right out of the chute. North Carolina State's ground game could be without its leading rusher this year, at least for a few games. According to WRAL sports fan, sophomore Shadrack Thornton is facing a misdemeanor charge of assault on a female. After being arrested in June, he has a court date set for August 22nd. First-year head coach Dave Doran at State said he was made aware of the situation, and in June, Thornton was suspended immediately following the news. However, he was back with the team this weekend for State's media day and the first weekend of practices. Doran said in a statement that he had to earn his way back into team activities. North Carolina State will kick off its season against Louisiana Tech August 31st. Now, the Tar Heels and Wolfpack will meet up in Raleigh for North Carolina State's homecoming this season, which is November 2nd. Tough game for homecoming, for sure. Carolina held its Meet the Heels Day on Saturday. Tar Heels players and Coach Larry Fedora all there for autographs, conversation, all of that and more at beautiful Kanan Stadium. Hundreds of people came out for that. It was a lot of fun, a family event. And the Tar Heels will open up their season, first day of the college football season, August 29th. That's a Thursday night down in Columbia, South Carolina, taking on the Carolina Gamecocks. South Carolina Gamecocks, I should say. The real Carolina is right here. UNC golfer Jackie Chang will tee off in the 113th U.S. Women's Amateur beginning today at the Country Club of Charleston in Charleston, South Carolina. Chang begins play today in 8 minutes off the 10th tee. A rising senior for the Tar Heels, Chang was selected to the 2013 All-ACC team, and she's been a three-year starter for Carolina. She's played in all 10 of the Tar Heels tournaments this year and has carded 8 top 30 finishes. Her top performances came at the NCAA East Regional and the UCF Challenge, where she tied for 8th place. She tied for 9th at the Ruth's Chris Tar Heel Invitational and tied for 14th at both the Liz Murphy Fall Preview and the Cougar Classic. Chang was second of the team with a 73.9 stroke average. She has carded 5 even par rounds and 4 under par rounds, 2 in the 60s. Her low round was 4 under par 68. That was fired in the first round of the NCAA East Regional, played at Auburn University Club. It's the first time the Country Club of Charleston has hosted the U.S. Women's Amateur or any USGA event. 2 rounds of stroke plays will be played today and tomorrow. Match play begins on Wednesday and continues through Sunday with a 36-hole championship final match. So good luck to Carolina golfer Jackie Chang. The U.S. Under-21 field hockey national team beat South Africa 4-2 on Sunday to finish in 7th place at the Junior World Cup in Germany. Emma Bozek and Emily Wold, both rising sophomores at UNC, were part of the 18-player U.S. roster. Steve Jennings, the U.S. head coach, said it was fantastic to close on a win, and he said they had a great tournament overall. They played some incredible matches. Their losses were to some of the greatest teams in the world. And for many of those games, they were right there for long periods of time. He said he couldn't be prouder of the team. Bozek, Emma Bozek, the Carolina player from Cortland Manor, New York, scored the final U.S. goal against South Africa on a penalty corner in the 68th minute of play. That field includes a total of 16 teams. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Art Chansky is away again today. He will return on Monday. Sports brought to you by UNC Healthcare.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Chapel Hill is where economic development is Commerce Plus. And now you can keep up and join the conversation on Twitter by searching for hashtag Commerce Plus. You'll find your neighbors and town staff talking and sharing about economic development, trends, local news, and much more. Be inspired, be educated, be in the know. Follow us on Twitter at CHEconDEV or search hashtag Commerce Plus. To find out more, visit opentobusiness.biz.
I'm Gerald Lemoyne, General Manager of Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. I talk a lot about the performance promise, so I want to clearly define what that means. Number one, value. We will do whatever it takes to earn and keep your business. Case in point, 2013 Subaru leases start at $159 per month, such as a 2013 Subaru Impreza 2.0i. Wow! With interest rates as low as 0% for up to 60 months on select 2013 Subarus, July is truly a month to add a Subaru to your family. Number two, service. I'm not just talking about run-of-the-mill customer service. I'm talking about customer enthusiasm. Number three, people. Our staff is dedicated to earning your respect, your loyalty, and most of all, your enthusiasm. Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceSubaru.com.
D3569, DJA01, 36-month lease for 10,000 miles per year. $25.99 total due at signing. Includes $500 lease cash and zero security deposit based on MSRP of $18,665. And selling price of $17,999. Financing with approved credit. See dealer for details. Take delivery before July 30th, 2013. Subaru offers one of the most fuel-efficient all-wheel drive vehicles in America.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
Another veteran agent at Weber Street Realty in Carrboro is Bill Mullen.
Well, my slogan is actually, have boots, will travel. I will put on my boots and go show land because that's what I love to do.
Being a part of the Muddy Boots land team, what exactly does that mean?
We show a lot of land. We sell a lot of properties out in Orange and Chatham and Alamance counties, and we like to go out and show properties and walk in the mud and find the boundary lines, look for great places to build a house or places to put your septic tank or your well. Which features of the property are interesting, like great big trees or rock outcroppings or creeks. So we just like to get a feel for the property and see what it's about, what it has to offer.
Bill Mullen wants his customers to know everything they can possibly know about the property they're getting.
Yeah, I think it's very important to know all the aspects of the property, what it has to offer. Best to go in the wintertime when the leaves are off the trees and you can actually see the topography and what surrounds it. I think it's important to let the buyer know that they're going to have to put in a driveway and find a place for the septic system and the well and where the best place to build the house was to take advantage of the views and what the property has to offer.
Get in touch with Bill Mullen at Weber Street Realty.
We're on Main Street in Carrboro, not Weber Street. It's at 116 East Main Street, and it's right across the street from Carmel Mall. You can contact us at www.weberstreetrealty.com or just call us at 929-5658. We'll be glad to help you out.
For all your local real estate needs, especially when it comes to property, get in touch with Bill Mullen and the Muddy Boots team at Weber Street Realty in Carrboro.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
Start your day with Ron Stutz and catch Stephanie Miller, 9 to noon, here on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
828 at WCHL. Less than 15 minutes from now, we'll be drawing for the grand prize winner in the Moe's Bottle Shop Year of Beer giveaway. Somebody's going to get a case of craft beers from Moe's Bottle Shop in Hillsboro every month for a whole year. That'll keep you hop-happy. Deadline for getting registered for this contest was last night at midnight. We qualified a lot of folks right here on the WCHL Morning News. Also, we had folks go into our website, chapelboro.com, WCHL's Facebook page, and some people registered at Moe's Bottle Shop in Hillsboro. And a lot of people excited about winning this contest, and certainly with good reason. Again, we'll announce our grand prize winner at 8:45 this morning.
Big news for Canes fans. Diamonds Direct Crabtree has been selected as the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes. Hey, it's John Forsley, play-by-play voice of the Canes. Very excited to make this announcement. Our staff, coaches, and players join me in inviting you to celebrate this fantastic new partnership with the Triangle's premier jewelry destination. Diamonds Direct Crabtree is the obvious choice for this honor. No other jewelry store even comes close in diamond selection, quality, or value. Anyone getting engaged in the Triangle knows Diamonds Direct dominates the bridal jewelry market, but it's more than just business. Diamonds Direct Crabtree is a great corporate citizen. They're always helping out area charities, getting involved in worthy causes. At the Hurricanes, we partner with quality companies and quality people. And that's why Diamonds Direct Crabtree was chosen. So join me in celebrating as we welcome Diamonds Direct Crabtree as the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes. On Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming Steakhouse.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Big Al's Cheap Tires. It's half off, $30 for an annual vehicle safety and emissions inspection, available now for $15. Get today's deal and go see the friendly professional staff at Big Al's Cheap Tires and take care of your annual NC State vehicle safety and emissions inspection at half the price. The name says tires. Big Al's Cheap Tires is a great selection. Check out Big Al's other affordable auto basics while you're there, including alignments and oil changes. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Southern Season at University Mall. It is always a great shopping experience. Spruce up your home in Southern Season. Enjoy free shipping and summer deals on their fantastic selection of home decor, flatware, candles, dinnerware, and much more at University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com. It is 67 degrees in Chapel Hill, 66 in Carborough. Partly sunny today, high today about 85. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the middle 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, only a slight chance of rain in the afternoon. Maybe a thunderstorm. High tomorrow, 85 degrees. Pretty good weather, especially today.
97.9 FM WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch. No stand down. The terror threat remains. 19 U.S. embassies and consulates in the Middle East and Africa will stay closed this week. Americans are under a travel alert, all because of an Al-Qaeda plot.
Al-Qaeda's core leadership may have been decimated, but its regional affiliates are gaining strength. And U.S. intelligence officials and the lawmakers they share some secrets with are calling this the most specific and credible threat since 9/11.
CBS's Vicki Barker.
What they don't know is the intended target, but one of the alleged players, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, has in the past tried to bring down U.S. jetliners with bombs hidden in underwear and computer printers.
CBS's Bob Orr adds,
Al-Qaeda has a very long planning arc when it comes to plots, meaning that whatever is in the wind and in the works right now has likely been planned for a long time.
The plot uncovered when messages between Al-Qaeda operatives were intercepted. CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
67 degrees, 832 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. GOP Chairman Claude Pope called for columnist, former U.S. Senate candidate, and host of North Carolina Book Watch on UNC TV, D.G. Martin's public television show that has no political aspect to it at all, to be pulled because of a column written entitled Egypt, Nazi Germany, and North Carolina. Here is WCHL's Rand Northam, along with comments from DG on the story.
I don't think it'll have a lot of impact on the way I write. I love the opportunity to share my views and to make friends through the writing of the column. We're arguing about whether or not the controversy has legs. I do know that a lot more people have read my column this week than usually do.
Martin made those comments during an interview on the WCHL Saturday Morning News. He said Pope likely regrets his decision to say these things, as it has brought attention to a column Martin was referring to in the piece that says North Carolina is a great state, but asks, where's it going?
By accident, the Republican Party chairman has caused wider circulation of a column, not the things that he disagreed with.
The attention also triggered a response from Raleigh Metro Magazine editor and Raleigh Spy Conference founder Bernie Reeves. He wrote a column, which you can now see on chapelborough.com, in which he calls Martin's Nazi comments out of character of the liberal but fair-minded TV and radio host. However, he said it's important to point out that his comments were not made on UNC TV's programming or even on his show on WCHL, Who's Talking with D.G. Martin. In an article by WRAL, 259 people commented both for and against D.G. Martin's and Claude Pope's comments. The article states that Pope demanded an apology from Martin for his words, which he did. However, he said he stands by his comments in his column.
If anybody feels like I've called them a Nazi or said that they're like Nazis or something like that, then I do need to apologize for that because I didn't intend that.
To hear the full interview I had with D.G. Martin on the WCHL Saturday Morning News and for links to all the articles mentioned in this story, you can view this article on our website, chapelborough.com. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Downtown Raleigh is going to be a little more quiet today as the Moral Monday movement has hit the road for a tour of the entire state in protest of legislation passed by North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory and the Republican-led General Assembly. Led by the state NAACP, the first stop is Asheville today for Mountain Moral Monday. Reverend William Barber will be there to speak. During the 13 weeks of protesting in the capital city, thousands attended the demonstrations. The crowd grew larger each week. The biggest one was the last one. 925 people got arrested, including close to 200 from right here in Orange County. The movement has captured national attention from media outlets such as the New York Times, MSNBC, CNN, and Fox News, to name a few. The NAACP also will hold demonstrations in each of North Carolina's 13 congressional districts in honor of the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington on August 28th. Again, Moral Monday today, not in Raleigh, but on the road in Asheville for Mountain Moral Monday. We already pay what seems like a fortune for movie tickets these days, but as part of the tax reform in North Carolina, we could soon be paying even more. This is more coming out of the North Carolina General Assembly. State and local sales taxes are replacing the privilege taxes already included in ticket prices. For a $10 movie ticket, for example, state and local governments would get about 65 cents in sales tax, according to WRAL. This could trigger cinema owners to raise ticket prices to offset that cost. Russ Nunnally, a rep for Regal Cinemas, says he's concerned for how this will impact local theaters like the Timberline 6 on Weaver Dairy Road here in Chapel Hill.
Our families, the moviegoers who enjoy coming out to the movies, that they're going to be impacted by this, not only for people who come to movies, but the nearby businesses.
Nunnally says the tax change could have a negative impact in more ways than one.
Movie going really has a multiplier impact on the economy. Other nearby restaurants and businesses rely on our foot traffic to make their businesses run also.
Nunnally says this tax change could be negative in a lot of ways. The measure goes in place next year and will likely increase ticket prices for not only theater tickets, but also live concerts, plays, and sporting events. We all try to avoid doctor visits as much as we can, but sometimes it's urgent and we need answers quickly. UNC graduate Oka Oka developed an innovative software program, Kiona Health, which he says will help you reach your doctor online. As part of our summer series on young entrepreneurs in Chapel Hill, Oka's startup is this week's featured venture from the business incubator, Launch Chapel Hill. WCHL's Rachel Nash has the story.
We actually help the practices to put down the phone so that they could actually focus on the direct patient care. We provide patient with intelligent way to report the symptoms using web and mobile, and we also extract the health history directly from the health record.
Oka says doctors' offices and hospitals are struggling to manage the amounts of calls coming into their clinics now more than ever. According to an article in the Wall Street Journal featuring Kiona Health, phone calls to physician practices have increased between 25 and 50% since 2008. This is where Kiona Health comes in. The program offloads phone calls onto a clinic's website, tracking and organizing each inquiry, helping the patient report their question.
What we have is something personalized, something very meaningful about you and your healthcare. And every single encounter is reviewed by your own provider before they get back to you.
At 34 years old, Oka graduated from UNC in the spring with a master's in clinical informatics. Continuing his education, though, was not the only reason he came to Chapel Hill. Oka was born in Burma and later moved to Hawaii. When he was 19, he moved to Honolulu to attend the University of Hawaii. Years later, he had the idea for Kiona Health, which means God's gracious gift in Hawaiian. He wanted to develop his startup simultaneously while going back to school, so he applied to both UNC and Duke.
Duke accepted me first. And then when I got interviewed at UNC, they're like, hey, you're an entrepreneur. If you come here, we're going to actually nourish your idea of, you know, developing a company. We can get you some fundings from National Institute of Health. And also, you know, we can help you spin off a company from here.
After hearing what Carolina had to offer, he turned Duke down. Oker says former UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe and other leaders from the university greatly influenced his decision to attend Carolina and also impacted the success of Kiona Health.
I was just so hooked. I was like, all right, sign me up. And the next day, before even I started school, we founded a company.
Fiona Hilt then received $150,000 in funding from the NIH and since has received an additional $550,000 from other government grants and early-stage investors. Current partners and customers include UNC Obstetrics and Tulane University. Oker says the company is also in talks with Columbia University Hospital and North Shore LIJ.
All these top leading hospitals in the world that we have in the pipeline. So we're going to be in a different stage, you know, different phase of the company in a few months.
Oker says healthcare is moving into the digital age and he is riding on top of the wave. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
News around town this morning. You can share your comments and or questions about Orange County's bus service at a number of public outreach meetings. All take place in August, hosted by the Orange County Planning and Inspections Department in partnership with Triangle Transit. The meetings will open discussion about options for new, expanded, and existing bus services outlined in the Orange County Bus and Rail Investment Plan. The purpose of the outreach is to answer questions such as whom should these services be designed for, where do people want to go, when do people want to make these trips, and how often should services be provided. For a list of meeting locations, dates, and times, you can view this News Around Town article on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 8:40. Coming up, we have today's commentary in the way from Randy Voller, what you're saying in the street, and the grand prize winner in the Moe's Bottle Shop Year of Beer giveaway from Moe's Bottle Shop and WCHL. That is on the way. Adam Donaldson is in the house, and he's going to actually draw the winner this morning on WCHL.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
WCHL sat down with Mariana Fiorentina, Tom Wiltberger, and Kara Pittman, owners of Terra Nova Global Properties.
Our brokers are full-time and experienced. We're local with a deep commitment to this community.
We're results-driven for both sellers and buyers.
We don't want you to worry about anything, so we handle every detail. Before we list,
we fix,
feng shui,
and stage your home.
We will get you to the closing table.
Stress-free.
Terra Nova Global Properties. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
This is Mark Brown of Coleman, Huntoon & Brown, your local CPA and advisors. Running a business requires wearing a lot of hats. We can help you plan and run your business effectively, from buying a business to the legal and tax structure to setting up efficient accounting processes. We help guide you through any and all questions so you can concentrate on what matters most, your business.
To find out more, talk to Coleman, Huntoon & Brown, where our people make the difference. Find us online at chbcpas.com.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Randy Voller. It is no wonder that thousands of citizens have gathered to express their displeasure and hundreds have been arrested respectfully protesting in the Capitol during this past legislative session. My God, Vlad the Impaler or Dracula would be more merciful to the needs of the citizens of North Carolina than the extreme ideology operating in the General Assembly today. Of course, tinkering with the engine of government, shredding the societal safety net, legislating from the ALEC handbook, and engaging in social engineering projects are a risky proposition even during the best of times, but when our state needs a steady hand on the rudder, there was no need for a hard turn to starboard. From around the state, the chorus is loud and clear on their agenda. Where are the jobs you promised in January 2011, and why are you making our environment less safe, our schools less stellar, our women less free to choose, our communities less robust, our laws less fair, our society less equal, our government less transparent, and our ability to make a difference by voting less likely? That's right. It has been more important to dilute the participation of citizens in their democracy than to invest in North Carolina and burnish its brand and create jobs. So you know what we can do about it? We need to keep supporting Moral Mondays, and as they take the show on the road, gather in your home county and support Moral Mondays in the 13 congressional districts that they'll be gathering in the next few weeks. This is an important movement that shines a light on these ideas and what we need to be doing in our state, and I hope to see you there. This is Randy Voller.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue.
The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL. What You're Saying on the Street. Presented by ISIS IT. What You're Saying on the Street.
I'm Erin Cullum. Do you have an all-time favorite UNC basketball player? We hit the streets to find out.
Hi, my name's Tim Dannon. I've lived in Chapel Hill for about 30 years now, and Eric Montross is my favorite player of all time. I've met him a couple times, and a very nice guy. Also, he does an awful lot of good for the community. He's just a great guy.
My name is Mark Simpson. I actually live in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, but I have a turn in Chapel Hill, and we're here visiting for a few weeks in the summer. My all-time favorite Carolina basketball player is Michael Jordan.
My name is Rhonda Yakupek, and I live in Raleigh. And there are so many awesome Carolina basketball players. Most recently, I'd have to say Hansborough.
My name is Kimberly Eubanks, and I live in Chapel Hill. My favorite player is PJ Harris.
My name is Jennifer Librand. I'm from Chapel Hill. And my all-time favorite UNC basketball player is Tyler Hansborough.
My name is Jennifer Graham. I live in Carrboro. I don't really have a favorite athlete from UNC, although I am a UNC alumni. If I had to choose, I would go way back and say Michael Jordan, because that's the only athlete I paid attention to growing up.
Who's your all-time favorite UNC basketball player?
My name is Wayne Sneed, and I live in Carrboro, North Carolina. And my all-time UNC basketball team player is David Noel, number 34. That's my cousin as well.
Hi, my name is Tyrell. I live in Chapel Hill. My favorite all-time player is Michael Jordan.
My name is Andy. I live in Chapel Hill. My favorite UNC basketball player of all time is obviously Michael Jordan. He kind of redefined the sport in the 80s and 90s when I was growing up. And without him, I don't think I'd have the same interest in basketball as I do.
I'm Courtney Chase, visiting here in Chapel Hill, and Michael Jordan is my favorite Carolina basketball player.
My name is William Galbraith, and a question was posed to me, what was my all-time favorite player with the university? I'm sort of partial toward an old player whose name happens to be Charlie Scott.
That's What You're Saying on the Street. On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill, Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Good morning, it is 8:46 at WCHL, and we have Adam Donaldson in the house. We're going to get to Adam in just a moment with some exciting news. Somebody's going to win a grand prize. First of all, we want to let you know that it is gift card mania here at WCHL, and I am going to draw the winner of a gift card from Gift Card Mania. We're going to be doing this every day. This is from our Facebook entrance. That's the only way you can do it, going to WCHL's Facebook page. And our winner is Mary Grace Miller. Mary Grace Miller is going to get a gift card. And gosh, this is a $100 gift card to Squids. Fantastic. Mary Grace Miller. That's a great way to start, isn't it? So go to our Facebook page. You can register. You can be a winner. Gift Card Mania. All right, something else. A lot of people have been so excited about this. It is Moe's Bottle Shop Year of Beer Giveaway. We have Moe himself here this morning, Adam Donaldson. Is it okay if I call you Moe?
Yeah, that's fine.
Moe's Bottle Shop is giving away a year of beer. And this is one case of craft beers from Moe's Bottle Shop every month for a whole year. I think if I won that, I would be hop happy.
Yeah, you would.
And Adam, first of all, take a moment, if you would, and explain to folks, if they haven't been there yet, what is Moe's Bottle Shop all about?
Well, we're a craft beer and wine store in Hillsboro. We have, I think well over 400 or 500 different beers now. And almost all of them are American beers, American mm-hmm. breweries. I've got about 3 or 4 different imports from customer requests, but kind of just the unique beers that North Carolina is absolutely exploding with, breweries and absolutely amazing beers coming out. So we're there to give them to the people.
And you have a lot of beer from beers from all parts of the country, too. I
mean, oh, absolutely.
As far away as Oregon and California.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of California beers. Oregon, Michigan, which is kind of becoming this amazing little epicenter of really good breweries. So,
In addition to that, wines. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, our wine selection is, we're mostly a craft beer store, mm-hmm. but I try to get wines in there that are just slightly unique and, you know, good sort of broad range to offer everybody.
If you could pick out one craft beer that you would love for everybody to come by and sample if they haven't tried it, and it's out right now, what would you pick?
Well, my favorite beer, and it stays my favorite beer. Every time I try a different one, I say, nah, it's not it. It's Bear Republic Hop Rod Rye, and it's absolutely amazing. It's just a really good IPA, but it's got real spicy rye notes. And,
yeah,
it's a good one.
I went over to check out Moe's Bottle Shop yesterday. Is that the one you told me about?
It was.
I asked you about
actually,
one on when I was on the way out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, it's called Bear Republic
Hop Rod Rye.
Hop Rod Rye.
Yeah, and I'm a car geek too, so it's a kind of a double bonus.
All right, well, you know, so many people, every time I have qualified some people, I qualified some people on the air last week, Raymond Aylstock, Monroe White, Steve Friedman, Mike White, Mice Wender, John Turner. They were all just, without a doubt, just really excited to win this contest.
Yeah.
Because they're saying, hey, man, I love beer, and this is fantastic.
Yeah.
And we're going to give away a case of craft beers from Moe's Bottle Shop every month for an entire year. And this is a great prize. And we had a total of 158 people enter this contest. They could enter at chapelbro.com. They could enter on our Facebook page, enter at the store, Moe's Bottle Shop in Hillsboro. And they could enter by calling in and qualifying here on the WCHL Morning News.
Yeah.
And we're going to make sure this is totally, totally fair here. If you would, Adam, pick a number between 1 and 158.
Let's do 48.
48. All right. And that number, Lauren Stafford is here. Running the show, and who is number 48?
Gary Kavanaugh, who lives in Medmond.
Gary Kavanaugh, fantastic. Our grand prize winner. Gary, if you're listening, get in touch with us here at WCHL. If not, we will get in touch with you.
Absolutely.
That is fantastic. Well, now how does this work? They come in once a month?
Absolutely. It's, you know, kind of the point behind it is, you know, anything we have in a 12-ounce bottle is broken down into singles, so folks can come in and make themselves a 4-pack or a 6-pack, you know, and try out all the different beers we have.
They could have 24 different beers.
Now, yeah.
If
there's
some,
you know, very lucky individual who's about to get 24 different beers once a month for a year, so
wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Man. That's, I mean, what a great experiment. I mean,
absolutely.
You can try all these different beers you haven't tried before.
Yeah.
So, Gary Kavanaugh, congratulations, buddy.
Absolutely.
I'd be interested to know where he registered, if he went to the store to register or whatever he did. But,
yeah.
Adam, thank you so much for coming in.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We look forward to hearing more about Moe's Bottle Shop and spending time with you over there. And great success in the future.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Moe's Bottle Shop in Hillsboro, your go-to one-stop shop for American craft beers and wine. You got to go check them out if you haven't already. 852 at WCHL. And coming up on WCHL, your opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day.
Big news for Canes fans. Diamonds Direct Crabtree has been selected as the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricane. Hey, it's John Forsley, play-by-play voice of the Canes. Very excited to make this announcement. Our staff, coaches, and players join me in inviting you to celebrate this fantastic new partnership with the Triangle's premier jewelry destination. Diamonds Direct Crabtree is the obvious choice for this honor. No other jewelry store even comes close in diamond selection, quality, or value. Anyone getting engaged in the Triangle knows Diamonds Direct dominates the bridal jewelry market. But it's more than just business. Diamonds Direct Crabtree is a great corporate citizen. They're always helping out area charities, getting involved in worthy causes. At the Hurricanes, we partner with quality companies and quality people. And that's why Diamonds Direct Crabtree was chosen. So join me in celebrating as we welcome Diamonds Direct Crabtree as the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes. On Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming Steakhouse.
What most people see as their golden years, some people see as their golden opportunity. To stay active, to travel, to begin a new chapter. If you're over 60 and young at heart, we invite you to explore the Cedars of Chapel Hill in the vibrant, multi-generational Metamont community. We understand that you want things taken care of, even though you don't need to be taken care of. The Cedars offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles. We'll handle everything so you can pursue other goals. And more importantly, you can enjoy the peace of mind that comes from having a continuing health care plan in place should you need it. Retirement is no longer a 5 or 10 year plan. People live longer, and this next phase of your life is a journey unto itself. We'll be with you every step of the way. call 919-259-7000 to learn more about life at the Cedars. That's 259-7000. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
The Orange County Senior Centers will host a Medicare fraud event. The purpose is to help seniors to protect themselves from Medicare fraud, waste, and abuse. The event will take place on Wednesday, September 18th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Seymour Center in Chapel Hill, followed by an afternoon session in Hillsboro at the Central Orange Senior Center from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. For more information, call the Senior Medicare Patrol at 877-996-2767.
We do the Word of the Day with Wayne Pond every weekday at about 10 minutes until 8 o'clock. What is the Word of the Day for today? Call me and tell me the word, define it, and spell it correctly, and I'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. It's all brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Your number to call right now, 919-929-WCHL.
In Chapel Hill, businesses do more than just sell products and services. They help create our community. We call it Commerce Plus. We're home to businesses who invest in local causes, sustainable technologies, and use environmentally friendly business practices. Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community. Chapel Hill, open for business, to business, and where business is Commerce Plus. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
We know your phone is smart, but how about your socks? Not sure? Then head back to school with Great Outdoor Provision Company, where Smart Wool PhD socks are now buy two, get one free. Also find great deals on selected footwear, canoes, and kayaks. Great Outdoor Provision Company, North Carolina's authentic outdoor expert. Located at Eastgate Shopping Center, Chapel Hill. GreatOutdoorProvision.com.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
And thanks for all the phone calls. Couldn't get to them all, but we have a winner. Ruth Stone of Durham called in with the word of the day. It is chatelaine, C-H-A-T-E-L-A-I-N-E. Chatelaine, it means mistress of the house, or it can mean a clasp or a hook for keys, etc. Ruth Stone gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Thank you very much.
Time for school means time for school sports to begin. If your child needs a sports physical to play, UNC Family Medicine is here for you. UNC Family Medicine can get you in and out quickly so your young athlete can get back to the field. You'll be cared for by the same physicians and staff that work with UNC teams and the Chapel Hill Carrboro High School teams. Make your appointment now at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Big Al's Cheap Tires. It's half off, $30 for an annual vehicle safety and emissions inspection, available now for $15. Get today's deal and go see the friendly, professional staff at Big Al's Cheap Tires and take care of your annual NC State vehicle safety and emissions inspection at half the price. The name says tires, and Big Al's Cheap Tires is a great selection. Check out Big Al's other affordable auto basics while you're there, including alignments and oil changes. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
All day and all night, 97.9 FM, WCHL, is your source for breaking news, up-to-the-minute weather, and all kinds of information on our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, and instantly live streaming on chapelboro.com. There's an app for that. Now, back to Ron Stutz.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
All right, time for one last look at your Chapel Hill Carver weather this morning on WCHL. It's brought to you by Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by executive chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Nice day today. It's 67 degrees right now in Chapel Hill, 66 in Carrboro, also 66 in Hillsboro. Partly sunny today. High today about 85 degrees.
Uniquely qualified to cover Carolina. 97.9 FM, WCHL. Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
And now, CBS News, presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development, where commerce plus social equity